This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. U.S. President Donald Trump telling CBS News in an interview Wednesday he holds Russian President Vladimir Putin responsible for meddling in the U.S. presidential election. This comes after the White House said it believes Russia is continuing to target the United States with cyber attacks related to the upcoming November congressional elections. Trump's spokeswoman, Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
We believe that the threat still exists, which is why we are taking steps to prevent it. Again, you wouldn't go through that lengthy process if you weren't.
Earlier in the day, Trump appeared to contradict an assessment last week by his director of national intelligence. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Asked by a reporter today whether Russia is still targeting the U.S., the president flatly said no without elaborating. That's sharply at odds with warnings from his top intelligence chief, who just last week said warning lights about overall cyber threats to the U.S. were blinking red. At his summit with Russian leader Vladimir Putin, the president publicly questioned intelligence findings that Moscow interfered in the 2016 election before walking back some of those comments yesterday. Today, he was again on the defensive, promising big results from the meeting and saying he's not giving Russia a free pass.
There's never been a president as tough on Russia as I have been.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The 12 boys and their soccer coach, who were rescued from a flooded cave in northern Thailand, recounted the drama of their ordeal for reporters on Wednesday. When British divers found them, one of the boys recalled that they did not think it was real. He said, "I was shocked." Rescuers found six bodies and were digging through a mound of rubble after the collapse of two multi-story buildings east of New Delhi, India, police said on Wednesday. We have more stories on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.